How much money do you need to save? The answer? Enough. What other answer makes sense? Okay, but enough to do what? Enough to make you financially free during your working years, and enough to make going to work optional as soon as possible. Let's talk about saving for your working years. Financial freedom doesn't mean the freedom to do anything that you want to do with your money. A fish is free to jump out of the water and flop on the bank, but will soon die from that kind of freedom. Real financial freedom is the freedom to do the right thing, the effective thing with your money. So a financially free person is not living paycheck to paycheck, worrying what happens if the car breaks down or if the roof needs repairing. A financially free person is not repaying money borrowed to buy consumable items that are gone much faster than the payment obligations are. The key to financial freedom during your working years is saving. Well, now let's talk about saving to make work optional. Some people want to quit work as quickly as possible. Others genuinely enjoy much of what they do day to day and find their work full of meaning and purpose. But both groups generally share a desire to get to the place where working to earn an income is optional. Your work is optional when your assets are of sufficient size and composition to produce for you a lifetime of income with no worry of running out of money. So how much money do I save now to reach either goal? Well, common sense and a bit of wisdom tell you that it's impossible to see into the future and predict exactly how much money you'll have at any given point in time. So you'll have to decide ahead of time whether you want to estimate too high or too low. And let me give you a hint. No one has ever come back to me years later and complained, "You made me save too much money. Now I've just got too darn much." It isn't enough simply to pick a dollar figure or even a percentage of your income, say 10%, for example, and then decide that's what you'll save. You have to figure out how much that you'll need now, how long you count on working, and what kind of return you think you'll earn on the money during the time that you can save and invest it. The value of an experienced financial advisor simply cannot be overstated at this stage of the game. No one has a crystal ball that can predict the future. But a good financial plan based on common sense and realistic assumptions can increase the odds that you'll save just the right amount of money to meet your needs. And what is that amount? Well, it's enough. Offering you wisdom on wealth, I'm Byron Moore.